Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. This is the time to get out in the garden while the mornings are cool and the middays are sunny. Make your reservations at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. If you're not yet fully vaccinated, the CDC recommends you wear your mask while in public. As you head into the garden around Palm Circle, there's a wonderful garden bed to the left that we looked at just a couple of weeks ago. The Mexican grass tree was just shooting out bloom fronds then. Now that all the Mexican grass trees in the garden are in the wonderful splendor of full bloom, this one and the others in the palm collection, along with the ponytail palms, will really draw your attention. But stand back. The bee activity around these blooms is very dense. The common name, Mexican grass tree, is very much like the butterfly bush and is applied to other plants as well. One worth taking a walk to the cactus collection to see is the Deslerion longissimum. It too is called a Mexican grass tree based upon the yard-long grass-like leaves, but the dramatic rusty red blooms are completely different. They come on a strong spire that shoots 20 feet straight up and magnetizes you to this plant from the moment you see it. Just next to the Deslerion is a huge Opuntia prolifera, also called Cocoche Loco. This really huge cactus plant has a hot pink flower when you see them, but it doesn't need to bloom much since it has really mean spines and fruit that persists on the plant for a very long time because it's so unpalatable that even birds and rats won't eat it. To get to the cactus collection, you'll need to walk past the children's garden where the fruit on the apple tree is growing bigger and more beautiful. Come the fall, it will help to feed the garden critters. On the other side of the brick walk is a lovely myrtle plant in bloom. This plant is another whose berries will help feed the garden birds in the fall. The myrtle plant has a rich history dating back to Greek mythology. However, in more contemporary history, it is said that a slip of myrtle from Queen Victoria's wedding bouquet was planted in the royal garden, and sprigs have been included in all the royal wedding bouquets since. The snail vine and the bower plant are blooming on the archways. Salvias throughout the garden are blooming, and the giant salvia in the children's garden is no exception. These wonderful, shapely, lavender-colored blooms come on 5-foot-tall stalks and are really a treat. They look something like a fairy could dress up in. If you wander down the walkway behind the playhouse, there are some fabulous pink natal lilies in bloom, and across the geometric garden beds, the always lovely pink angel trumpet is a waterfall of flowers. These classic trumpet-shaped flowers come on flushes about every 6 to 8 weeks. The plant is somewhat deer-resistant and attracts nighttime pollinators when they are the most fragrant, but beware, these plants are toxic, so don't eat the flowers. If you head out of the children's garden through the lower meadow to the tram road, you'll find yourself heading out into the wilds of the garden and toward the rare fruit orchard. This is a great time to take a look at all the fruit coming along, even though we've had very little rainfall this year. Along the way, on the right side of the road, before you get to Arizona Crossing, the peach trees and the chinaberry trees have fruit. While the birds really like the chinaberry trees, they are toxic to humans. Throughout the garden, the passion vines grow at an amazing rate and produce fruit all summer long. However, the plant grown on the trellis in the rare fruit orchard is the most lush, and covered with fruit is the common fig tree. Just next to that, the macadamia tree has nuts this year. However, if you want to see the nuts, you've got to look quick as they are already being squirreled away. After this walk, you might want to take a rest in Phoebe's Meadow on the tram bench in the shade of the giant honeysuckle, where the haunting scent will restore your senses. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.